At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's here, ready to go on this Monday. Peter King will join us, talk about training camp, the Hall of Fame weekend, who are the leading candidates to go into the Hall of Fame next year. Phone calls on Monday, always welcome. Well, every day. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. You can email, tweet. You can dial us up, do all the above. Say good morning to our streaming partner, Peacock. Download the app. You can watch all 3 hours for free. And nearly 400 affiliates around the country, including Reno, Nevada. That's 6:30 a.m. Tyler, Texas, 92.1. Palm Springs, California, 10:10 a.m. And Decatur, Illinois, 10:50 a.m. WDZ. Thank you for your support over the years with this program. And, of course, the Fox Sports Radio lineup, and iHeart and Premier Radio. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. This program brought to you by M-Drive. Boost and burn healthy testosterone levels, the supplement for driven guys, and you can find the energy and the strength. MDriveDan.com, free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. First contract domino fell for the 2018 class of quarterbacks as the Bills signed Josh Allen. Six-year, $258 million extension, and they did it on a Friday. Well, you want to talk about a news dump. Usually you do it on a Friday afternoon. I would have thought that you celebrate this like on a Monday. Then you get to own the week, or at least you get to own some of the headlines with talk shows. Josh Allen, by virtue of his new six-year, $258 million contract, will make just over $2.5 million per game over the next 6 years. I was also wondering this, and McLovin, I don't know if you can find this out, but if you look at the value of a franchise, and Forbes just came out with the values of the NFL franchises, the quarterback and what he makes to the percentage of the value of that team. I think the Buffalo Bills were the lowest, least valued team in the NFL at around $2.5 billion. But if I look at Josh Allen's salary, his contract, compared to what the Buffalo Bills are worth, it's about, I think, 12 or 13% of that value.
Yeah, you 2.27 billion.
Yeah.
And he's got 258 over 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just curious about that with some of these teams where you look at Dak's contract compared to what the Cowboys, I think the Cowboys are worth at least $5 billion, maybe $6 billion. I'm not saying Dak Prescott's underpaid. I'm just saying that when you look at the money, the value, the evaluation, there's a big difference in Josh Allen, what he's making, and what the Buffalo Bills are worth as opposed to the Cowboys. Even the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes with what he's making. The Texans might be a little bit different. I don't know what the Texans' value is, but they're paying Deshaun Watson over $40 million right now. And this is where we go, okay, who's next up? Lamar Jackson's next up. Baker Mayfield's next up. And then what are you going to make? And here's another thing. At some point, does a GM say, you're not going to make as much as Josh Allen? Like to Baker Mayfield, I would say, no. We're not paying you what, you know, Buffalo's paying Josh Allen. We're not going to pay you what Lamar Jackson's going to make from the Ravens. You know, Josh Allen to me was as valuable to his team last year as any quarterback and maybe any player. He was that good. I didn't think they have a good running game, offensive line, and he made things happen. He was helped out by Stephon Diggs, but he made things happen. As far as Baker Mayfield, he's not in that class. He's not in Lamar Jackson's class. Lamar Jackson's won an MVP. But I'm sure Baker Mayfield is going to go, hey, sign me up. I should be getting more than Josh Allen, and he shouldn't be. But, you know, Allen has been a great fit for the Bills. So he came in, and look, I was skeptical and said that on the show. You know, I didn't think he understood the game. I didn't, you know, his accuracy was not good. His last year at Wyoming, you know, a lot of his, you know, good players, receivers had graduated. And he didn't look good. And he looked like a project when he was out there. And then all of a sudden, he kind of turned the corner. Now, does he still make himself vulnerable because he runs a little bit more than I'd like? Yes. I know that he's a big guy. It's like Lamar Jackson. Hey, he's a fast guy. Okay. It only takes one hit. Ask RG3. He was a track guy that fast. You eventually make a mistake. You don't get out of bounds. You don't see a, you know, defender coming your way. Josh Allen and you are tied together. And there's a lot of guaranteed money in there. He had 37 touchdowns, just 10 interceptions. He completed over 69% of his passes. And he was runner-up to Aaron Rodgers in the MVP balloting, led the Bills to the AFC title game. You know, you're starting to see that evolution. That's what you want, the quarterback who comes in and then takes that next step. And he certainly has done that. But you have your quarterback, and I hope you have your quarterback, because that's a whole lot of money that you're going to be paying. But Buffalo is relevant. You know, you got a franchise quarterback there. You got a great wide receiver. You got Tom Brady out of the division.
Nice.
And he's, but I would not be paying that kind of money to Baker Mayfield. And Lamar Jackson, yes, go ahead. But Baker Mayfield, I need to see more. I need to see another year out of Baker Mayfield. I do. Yeah, McLovin.
But what about the fact, the argument that he wants to be in Buffalo, and Buffalo can't sign free agents, so you might as well give your cap to Josh Allen.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, but you have to get your quarterback, and they got their quarterback. Stephon Diggs seems okay in Buffalo.
Yeah, but he didn't sign there. I think they traded for him, right?
Yeah. But it's not one of. It doesn't sound like he's like, I can't wait to get out of here. It seems like he and Josh Allen have formed a pretty good relationship on the field. But then you look at it felt like Josh Allen did more with less, and Baker Mayfield does less with more. And in fairness to him, you know, first-year system with Kevin Stefanski, they should be a run-first team. I think he tried too hard to keep Odell Beckham, you know, in the game. Where Jarvis Landry, to me, was the better receiver or the more consistent one. But this is a really, really important year for Baker Mayfield, because this is a team that could go to the Super Bowl.
you know, you still want to find out what you have with Baker Mayfield. And I don't know. I know the Cleveland Browns say all the right things, or Baker's saying, hey, I don't care about contract extension. I care about winning. I mean, those are the right things to say, whether he feels that way or not. Lamar Jackson's going to get taken care of. But at some point, somebody has to say, I'm not going to pay you more. Like, just because Josh Allen signed on Friday, is Baker Mayfield worth more? If Baker Mayfield signed on Friday, you know, Josh Allen is getting more than Baker Mayfield. Lamar Jackson's getting more than Baker Mayfield. But if Baker Mayfield's the last of these three and he's going to make more, doesn't make financial sense. Yeah, Paulie.
There's no discount. It's like a quarterback is the Supermax contract. As when they come up on their fourth year, you either extend them at the Supermax, the quarterback Supermax, or you cut them. They get the Mariota Winston treatment or the Trubisky treatment.
Yeah.
It's either pay or bail. That's the only window of quarterbacks.
Yeah, but somebody's got to be smart and say, no, we're not doing that. Hey, you want to stay here? You want to play here? You want to be our quarterback in Cleveland? Here's the deal. You're not a $44, $45 million a year guy. Yes, McLovin.
Here's an interesting one coming up. Kyler Murray. That's a guy who has not earned $250 million, but do you have to pay him that?
Yeah. I want to see one more year here. Like, he's year three. I mean, I got some time there. It's just, hey, we're going to pay you now. And unless I don't understand the salary cap or, you know, whatever the financial ramifications are of getting a head start, I need to see a little bit more. A couple of these quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson needs to be successful in the postseason. Okay. He's been very, very good during the regular season. You know, Josh Allen took that next step. Now you had your team on the precipice of, you know, maybe playing in the Super Bowl. That's pretty impressive stuff. But, you know, I start to look at, well, even look at the 2018 quarterback class. Baker Mayfield has 75 touchdowns, 43 interceptions. Lamar Jackson, 68 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. There's a lot of rushing yards and touchdowns in there, too. Josh Allen, 67 touchdowns, 31 interceptions. Sam Darnold, 45 touchdowns, 39 interceptions. And don't forget about Josh Rosen, 12 touchdowns, 39 interceptions.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Yes, Paul?
I just looked up Lamar Jackson's rushing stats for his career. He is the 10th leading quarterback rusher in NFL history. He's been in the league 3 years. He is going to fly past Michael Vick at this rate. In 46 career games, Lamar Jackson has 3,000 rushing yards. He's halfway to Michael Vick. It took Vick 143 games to rush for 6,000. Lamar Jackson's on pace to rush for 6,000 yards in 95 games. He averaged 63 yards a game rushing. Vick averaged 42. It's not even close.
Yeah, but he'll slow down.
Yep.
He won't run as much. A lot of times you run out of necessity. You're still learning to go through your progressions. I mean, this happened to Steve Young, and he was 30 years of age when he got his start in San Francisco. And then he eventually became a great pocket passer, completing 70% of his passes. Yes, he
was. Michael Vick still part of that era, too, of forcing runners to be pocket passers? Like, you're never going to win with a guy who runs like that. You got to stay in the pocket and learn to throw the ball.
Yep.
That whole kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
My guy Donovan McNabb started out running like a house on fire,
yeah.
And then he eventually slowed down and became more of a passer, which I think, well, it seems like the Ravens want to do that with Lamar, right? They keep drafting receivers.
Well, it's one thing to want him to do it. The question is, can he do it? Like, how well can he do it? Now, you want him to be a pocket passer, be able to be a pocket passer and still have, you know, the danger, the element of danger with running the football. But he might not be a great NFL passer in where you need to complete passes, like the hash marks, you know, out on the numbers. Can he make those passes? I mean, that's been the real complaint about him, even coming into the NFL and once he got into the NFL. Can he make those throws all the way to the left and the right? Yeah, Paulie.
Lamar Jackson's second year in the league, 2019, he ran for 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns. He would have been fourth in the league in rushing. He probably would have made the Pro Bowl as a running back.
McLovin, what kind of poll question do you have today?
I was going to ask, who would you pay the most out of Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, and Lamar Jackson? But I think you already answered that one. It's got to be Josh Allen. Is that, if we put that up, he's going to run away with that?
I don't know. I think Lamar Jackson's going to make more. He's been an MVP.
Really?
If they're all three free agents, who do you value the most? What if they're all the same price? Who do you want? Like, Josh Allen fits the prototypical NFL quarterback. You know, big guy, big arm, has some athleticism. Lamar's trickier, but what he does it better than anybody does. And then you have Baker, who, you know, I don't know if you can really look at what he does and say, oh, that's special or that's different. I mean, it has to, I think, come down to his understanding of the game and take what you can, you know, take from a defense. Don't force things. Rely on that running game. Set up the run. They're going to be a good defensive team, and they should run and play defense. And then have Baker sprinkle in. If Odell Beckham wasn't on that team, now I know that he's a talented player. He's just not somebody I want on my team because I always have to, I have to acknowledge him, you know. But like, hey, what about me? What about me? And I just don't want to do that. And there's just way, 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 way too much media coverage there. And then, therefore, he's like, hey, you know, I still want to be the guy who was with the Giants. I like you could have a chip on your shoulder when you prove yourself. I just can't, you know, hey, you got to acknowledge me. I'm over here. I'm raising my hand. I just don't think in the long run that's good for anybody. All right. What else do you have, McLovin?
So we have some Peyton Manning commissioner questions. Ooh. We can save them or I can hit you with them now.
Let's wait, but I want to bring back a portion of Peyton Manning's speech last night, and it did sound commissioner-ish. So whether Peyton would want to do that, you know, we keep waiting for Peyton. Is he going to be a broadcaster? Is he going to join somebody's front office? What if he comes in and says, you know, hey, I only make like $18 million a year. I'm the commissioner. I make $45 million a year, although we've tried to get Bob Costas to be the commissioner of baseball, and he's like, no, I love baseball too much. And you don't want to get in the weeds there where you're going, oh, what am I doing now? Oh, disciplinary hearing. Great. Take a break. Peter King will join us coming up here. Is Baker Mayfield next? Is Lamar Jackson next? And if so, what kind of money are they going to be making? And is there making? Is there more to the Dak Prescott injury? Because it certainly seems like there's just a little bit more there. I'm just not sure how much. We'll take a break. It's 16 after the hour. Your phone call's coming up as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover, the Discover credit card, because Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, and they do this automatically. And there's no limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing. In fact, even more amazing because you're going to be using that Discover card everywhere. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. And that means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. For their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans build equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Before I get to Peter King, I wanted to play a portion of Peyton Manning's speech last night. Now, you're getting 6 minutes, and Peyton thanks some people, jabs some people, and then he spent almost 2 minutes, so one-third of his speech, and he said this.
I don't know about you, but I'm not done with this game. I never will be. I'm committed to ensuring its future, and I hope you will join me in that commitment. As members of this honored class, we have a responsibility to make our game stronger, from the corner playground to the most celebrated stadiums. During the past 2 years, the game of football has been challenged by an explosion of sports and entertainment options, safety concerns, erupting social justice issues, and a worldwide pandemic. Displaced fans have taken on an entirely new meaning as our stadiums have been shut down and fans shut out. We certainly shouldn't walk away now. When we leave this stage tonight, it is no longer about us. It is about cultivating the game that has given so much to us. It's about nurturing football to live and thrive another day, another year, decade, and another generation. It's about guaranteeing that kids everywhere can learn, bond, grow, and have fun with every flag pulled, every tackle made, every pass thrown, every run, block, sack, and touchdown scored.
The audience here tonight is made up of diehard fans who feel football deep in your bones. Now, we may have ignited the fire, but you have fanned the flames. Inevitably, those flames will be whipped by the winds of change, but they don't need to smolder. The future of this game is ours to shape. We just need to take tomorrow on our shoulders as readily as we donned our pads before each game. Let this moment become a cherished memory. And then remember, a legacy is only worthwhile when there is a future to fuel. God bless you, and God bless football.
All right. Yes, see.
It sounds like the only thing missing from the end of that was, and that's why I am proud to accept the nomination of the next commissioner of the NFL. Thank you.
Spring and Peter King, the must-read every Monday morning, football morning in America, columnist, NBCSports.com. What did you hear in that speech, Peter?
I heard the voice of the man who should be but probably won't be the next commissioner of the NFL. I mean, there's way too much non-football stuff that Peyton Manning would have to deal with. I mean, my first thought was that when I was listening, I said that's something that people need to hear. And it's something particularly from Hall of Famers, many of whom just say, hey, thanks for the memories, and walk away. And Peyton Manning said, I'm not going to walk away. I want to pay tribute to this game. I want to help this game make sure that it keeps its foothold in American society.
Commissioner Goodell signed that extension, so he's in place for, what, 4 more years?
Yeah, but look, a lot of people believe, well, I wrote about this maybe 2 months ago. There are many people in the NFL who think that he's going to work quite a bit longer. The general perception around the league was once he got all the new labor deal done, all the media deals done, you know, after they finish doing whatever they're going to do, I think they're probably going to spin off NFL Network. After they do all the mega things with the league, that he would walk away. The issue is Goodell is whatever, 63. He doesn't want to be an investment banker. He doesn't want to, you know, work for a hedge fund. He doesn't want to spend the rest of his life golfing and being on 15 boards of directors in ceremonial positions. He wants to do something, and there's nothing else he wants to do right now other than be the commissioner.
Yeah, I was surprised that Peyton spent almost a third of his speech with that, and it sounded commissioner-like there instead of, hey, we're waiting for him to be a broadcaster, be a general manager. It's like, maybe he has, you know, a bigger picture there. Couple of things here. You got home on Friday night. You leave this afternoon. You've been to Vegas, San Francisco, Dallas, L.A., Seattle, Denver, Kansas City. Best stop so far and why?
I'm fascinated by the Los Angeles Chargers. I know probably a lot of people, and I know this, a lot of people, the Chargers are not on their radar screen, and I get it, but you know, I spent a good portion of a morning last Monday with Brandon Staley walking around the building, being in his office, sitting in on a staff meeting. And, you know, there's a lot of 5 years ago, he is the defensive coordinator at John Carroll. And so this is an incredible ascension. But I compare it to Mike Tomlin. You know, as Dan Rooney once told me, if I don't hire Mike Tomlin now when he's 34 years old, I'm never going to be able to hire him. So the Chargers felt the same way with Staley. That plus, I think Justin Herbert, obviously, he's probably a top 10 quarterback right now. He could be top 5 by the end of the year. Derwin James coming back, Joey Bosa trying to stay healthy, the adjustment to SoFi. Will they have a place in a very crowded sports market? The Chargers are fascinating. But probably the biggest thing I did was lead to my column today, which was essentially how the Kansas City Chiefs are a model for how you should treat your quarterback and how your quarterback should always be in partnership with the team.
Speaking of which, Josh Allen signs that deal, and now next up is Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. And I know you wrote this in the column, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything for Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield, but how do you see that playing out with – both, are these no-brainers that their teams are going to extend them?
Look, I don't, I mean, to me, it's very, very hard to look at the career of Baker Mayfield and say that it has a lot of similarities to Patrick Mahomes. If I were the Browns, I'd wait. It might cost them some money, but do you want to pay a guy and do you want to end up getting Carson Wentz, you know, and totally getting screwed on your cap and all that stuff? And again, I think the odds are better than 50-50 that he will be the Browns' long-term quarterback. But are you positive? So I think you're better off having to pay whatever the number is, $3 million more per year if you wait than paying Baker Mayfield right now, because I just think looking at his season last year, it ended great, but overall it was a good to very good season. But are you positive right now that Baker Mayfield is your franchise guy?
Why does the next guy have to make more than the previous guy?
It's what has always happened in negotiating contracts in every sport. And I think the Mahomes contract to some degree stands alone. Some people 3 years from now will be above him probably, when the cap really starts to go up. But I just think it's all monopoly money anyway. And look, if Josh Allen is making $43 million a year on average, if he's making $2.7 million for every football game he plays, it's not anything that really occurs to me that is that's outrageous. But it's the law of the land in the NFL and in every sport that contracts never go down, particularly when the salary cap goes up.
What was Tom Brady talking about, alluding to, where you're looking at all the money that's being made and Forbes magazine ranking, you know, all of these teams are worth at least $2 billion. But, you know, didn't Tom use the word idiots or idiotic?
Ignorant, I think.
Oh, ignorant. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame Brady, you know, because clearly, look at it this way, Dan. From the time that Tom Brady signed his contract to now, and these are Forbes magazine valuations. A lot of people in the NFL really take these as gospel. But since the day he signed his contract, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are worth $720 million more dollars than they were the day that he signed. So I think Brady just looks at that and he says, look, the players are not getting a cut of these tremendous increases in franchise value. Wake up, but the problem now is, Dan, there's nothing you can do about the salary cap until 2031.
I know.
If you want to rebel, and the problem is, you know what rebellion is? It's telling the NFL you're going on strike and seriously taking a year off. And there's just not a majority of players, I think, who are willing to do that.
He's Peter King. His column, Football Morning in America, and of course works for NBC, NBCSports.com. Help me understand what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. What can the Vikings do, and how do you think this plays out?
You know, I just have very strong opinions about this, Dan, and I think that if you are in the vital position that Kirk Cousins is in with a team, then no matter how much and for whatever reason it might be that you don't want to take the vaccine, I can't believe that you won't take the vaccine. I mean, if Kirk Cousins tests positive and is symptomatic, theoretically, if he tests positive on a Friday, he's going to miss two games. That is 1/8 of his season, 10, 12%, whatever it is. It's now 2/17, which is a little less than 1/8. But I can't reconcile that. I can't reconcile it. And, you know, you can tell Mike Zimmer, he's got to walk a tightrope with this. And what is he going to do? His only alternative is to say that this guy we're paying $8 jillion a year to, we're going to start somebody else. It's not realistic. It's not pragmatic.
How does the NFL ramp this up? Can they ramp this up? Pressure.
I mean, the NFL would say, look, we got 91% of players in the league. We only have, on average, on a 90-man roster, we only have 7 or 8 players on average per team that have not been vaccinated. That's good. The problem is, with the Delta variant, there's danger now. You look at the Rich Eisen story. You know, he's vaccinated. He has a Delta variant, and he gets it, and he passes it on to his daughter, and it's just, it really knocks him out. So that's why, even if you get vaccinated, the only thing it probably ensures is that you're not going to die, and you're probably not going to get seriously ill. But you still can be a spreader, of COVID. So, you know, we're in a tough time in this country, obviously. And I don't know what more the NFL can do than it's already done. It's made players second-class citizens who will not take the vaccine. And that's, I don't know what else they can do.
I know the Cowboys, that they always make headlines. And I don't know if there's more to Dak Prescott's injury. The video doesn't look good. And the only reason why I thought maybe there's more to it was Troy Aikman said it felt like there's more to this. It just, it feels like it's a vague report. What's it say to you?
You know, I was there. I talked to him about it. And there's nothing anybody can do right now. I mean, he's been thoroughly examined. The Cowboys don't think it's anything serious. But I mean, I think what you do here, it's August 9th. If on August 20th, he's either not practicing or he's practicing in a very limited way and he can't throw his fastball, that's when you're worried, or August 23rd, whatever it is. You know, if you get to be 2 weeks before the season and he's not practicing fully, that's when I would worry.
Before I let you go, the Michael Thomas situation with the Saints is certainly interesting. And then he sent out a tweet, and it said, they tried to damage your reputation. You saved theirs by not telling your side of the story.
Why didn't he return their phone calls for 3 months? Why did he not have contact with them for the majority of this offseason? Why? Is that a guy who is either, and again, look, we don't know the whole story. No one does. But if it's true, Jeff Duncan reported this in New Orleans, that he ghosted them for most of the offseason. What else do you need to hear? Isn't he most concerned with getting his ankle right and getting ready for the start of the season? An injury he suffered on opening day 2020, has a good chance to ruin 2 seasons when he's making $19 million a year. I mean, there may be some irresponsibility on the part of the Saints. There may be some, but let's hear what it is. Because right now, they don't appear to be the responsible party. They might be, or the irresponsible party. They might be, but let's hear the evidence first.
It feels like they could be really good or a mess. Maybe there's no room in between for this
team. Let's say Jameis Winston plays. You know, I remember Dirk Cutter for 5 years. He didn't have him for 5 years, but at the beginning, he had a meeting with Jameis Winston, and before they drafted him in Tampa, he was offensive coordinator, and he asked Jameis. He said, "Hey, I've looked at all your tape at Florida State. Is there any throw you're afraid of making?" And he goes, "No, not a single one." And Cutter said, "Well, maybe there should be." And he meant that. He didn't mean that to slap him in the face, but he meant to say, man, you make some careless throws. And 5 years later, what is he doing? Still making careless throws. I mean, the last throw he made as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was a pick six that handed a win to the Atlanta Falcons in overtime. So we have not seen anything. It's wonderful to say, well, he's with Sean Payton now. Everything's fine. How do we know? He hasn't played football games. You know, he's played cameo appearances, but we don't have any idea. We don't know if Taysom Hill can play. So the one thing that has been an absolutely sure thing for the New Orleans Saints for a decade and a half, now all of a sudden, we really don't have any idea what's going to happen when one of those guys steps under center.
Pete's off to Buffalo, Green Bay, Indianapolis, Chicago, Minnesota. That's the next 9 days?
It's the next 9 days. It'll be a good time.
Do you get some time with Rodgers?
I don't know. I've requested him, but, you know, that's up to him whether he wants to spend any time with me. But, whatever. I mean, a long time ago, Dan, I'm 64 years old. And a long time ago, I said to myself, I'm not going to fight to interview anybody. I'd like to interview everybody, and I submit my requests to the PR people. And if it happens, it happens. If not, hey, it's a free country.
What if he says, you got two questions, Pete. What do you want to ask?
Where will you be on March 1st, 2022? What's your prediction? And
you're not going to get a second question after that.
Well, I mean, you asked me what my questions would be.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying Rodgers won't let you have the second one after
that. Yeah, well, I would have to think about this because Aaron Rodgers is so smart that he would – I wouldn't get an answer. You're right. So to ask a question like that, quite honestly, is useless. That would be a very, very interesting thought. I'd have to think about that. But that'd be fine if he says he got two questions. I remember – Dan, I don't know, this is maybe 3 years ago. Bart Starr was still alive. And I went through set for Football Night in America. They wanted me to do a Rodgers story for opening night. You know, they were kicking off the season, playing on opening night. And they said to me, see if you can get Rodgers to do some sort of story. And I thought of about five different things. And every one, I was at his locker explaining, here, how about this? And every one he's saying no to. But finally I said, how about if I get you to talk about Bart Starr and the meaning in his life? He goes, well, that one I'll do. And I went to see Bart Starr, got the last sort of difficult interview with Bart Starr ever, and then came back, and it was a pretty touching story. But look, Aaron Rodgers loves the history of the Green Bay Packers, loves it. And I think he really loves the people of Green Bay. So, you know, we'll see how it all turns out. My feeling is, he's probably somewhere else in 2022, but we'll see.
Pete, always great to talk to you. Safe travels. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Take care.
That's the great Peter King, Hall of Famer Peter King. We'll take a break. Our play of the day is up next. And also, we will have a poll question for you. That's after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Tying runs on. Springer drives it in the air. Deep left field. You can forget it. A go-ahead three-run homer for George Springer.
Blue Jays finished 9-2 in their first homestand in Canada since September of 2019. That is courtesy of Sportsnet 590, The Fan, the Blue Jays Radio Network. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz SUV family. There's no time to, you don't have to worry about taking any time to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. It takes no time at all. 3, 2, 1. It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. All right, McLovin, we settle on a poll question
today.
Yeah, we did.
What is Peyton Manning doing in 5 years? Right. Choices are being NFL commissioner, running a team from the front office, coaching in some fashion, or being in the media.
All right. And what is the number one response?
The early result is actually being in the media.
Yeah, I don't know how much, like, you can be a part of the sport. Do you want to govern the sport? Do you want to be Roger Goodell? Now, he signed a 5-year deal worth up to $200 million, and I think that runs through the 2023 season. Like, that's not forever. But I don't know. It sounded like Peyton was running for office. If you spend 1/3 of your Hall of Fame speech talking about the game, growing the game, because normally these speeches are, you're thanking everybody who was part of your life. And one thing stood out with these speeches over the weekend. With just about every player, there was one moment with one coach. And it could have been when you're 15, could have been when you're 12, could have been when you're 25. John Lynch needed Bill Walsh to say, you can be an all-pro defensive back. And this is coming from the coach who coached Ronnie Lott. And that's what Lynch needed, because he was probably going to play baseball. But it took that moment. That one moment, you know, some of these players were talking about a coach when they were in high school, and that coach was in the audience. So you never know. Those of you who have the opportunity to be able to coach, whether it's your children or it's other children, you don't realize the impact you're going to have, and you can have, and you might not realize it for a decade, 15 years. Somebody looks back. I remember my little league coach, Smokey Anderson, and he wanted us to have fun. Like, it was really important to have fun. You know, play well, but have fun with it. And I just remember, I still remember that. And that's 55, you know, years ago. Like, I remember him wanting us to have fun and really stressing, have fun. This is supposed to be fun. He kept saying that over and over and over. But there's that coach out there. If you're a coach or you're an athlete, there is somebody and they can open the door. They can open your eyes. They can give you that reassurance there, the confidence that you need. And that really stood out last night with those speeches. Yeah, Todd.
And sometimes, strangely, it works the other way. You have someone in your life, like a teacher, that tells you you'll never be able to do this. You don't even think about becoming an athlete or a musician or whatever. And you become famous because you spend your life dedicated to proving that person wrong and turn it into a positive when everyone doubted you.
Yeah, and you saw that with Isaac Bruce with his speech. He's calling out, you know, a coach that he was not going to be. The NFL was not for him. Like, those are things, the great players have a chip on their shoulder. Even though they're the best at what they do, they still have to have a chip on their shoulder. Michael Jordan invented chips. We saw that during The Last Dance. Aaron Rodgers, remember? Chip on his shoulder. They drafted a quarterback. Now he's got another chip on his shoulder. Drew Brees. Drew Brees famously came into our studio at the Super Bowl when we were in San Francisco, and I gave him his draft profile. And these were the negatives about Drew Brees. And when we were all done, Drew Brees said, "Can I keep this? I'm going to put it in my locker." We saw him in Miami at the Super Bowl, and he said he still had that piece of paper. Hall of Famer, one of the greats of all time, it was extra motivation. And that's what you see with a lot of these players, former players. What was it that spurred you on? Yeah, Paul.
There's a lot of Olympians during the Olympics. You see them when they're in ninth grade or 9 years old. I want to be a high jump champion or a pole vaulting championship. I saw an interview with Emmett Smith once, and he was, I think, in 15 years old. And the teacher says, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" He goes, "I want to be the greatest running back of all time." He goes, "Write it down on a piece of paper." He goes, when you look at it every day, it will either haunt you or motivate you. And Emmett says he still has a piece of paper.
Yeah, McClellan.
Shouldn't Emmett have said, "I want to run behind the greatest line in offensive history"?
Wow.
Let's see. John in California. Hi, John. Lead us off. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hi, Dan. My best is the induction of Tom Flores into a native Californian into the Hall of Fame. And my worst is that it took so long to induct him. And my question for you, Dan, and the Danettes, is when Flores was a Raider quarterback, they went out in the community and they represented us and they took on our personality. I had my picture taken with him when I was like 10 years old. Is that still going to happen with our professional sports teams, or have we lost that?
Well, I don't know. I hope we have that. I hope the athletes understand the impact that they can have. But, you know, Peyton Manning was talking about that. But I go back to when Charles Barkley said, "I'm not a role model." And I remember the uproar. And I thought, no, parents need to realize they're the role model. I don't want to bank on Peyton Manning or Charles Barkley to be a role model to my kids. I need to be. That's where it starts. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls coming up. One more item. We close out the first hour. It's M-Drive. How do you keep up with the younger guys at the gym? You finding it harder to get stuff done at the office? You need a boost. It's time for M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven guys like me who want to maintain their edge and compete like they did when they were younger. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, helps you fight back against aging. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels, helping you shed pounds and maintain lean muscle. Extra vitamins and nutrients boost your energy and your strength so you can stay at the top of your game. You can find M-Drive Boost and Burn at mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. You can also find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. I've been using M-Drive, and you can feel an immediate difference. You can join the community of driven guys who refuse to let age slow them down. Go to mdrivedan.com and try it for yourself. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.